You're listening to The B-Side, a podcast of Blessed Hope Community Church. Hey, this is Malia, your host as usual, and today I am joined by my co-host, Pastor David.
Surprise.
And we are talking chapter 9 today.
Yeah.
We're just moving right along.
Yeah. Hopefully you've all tracked through 6, 7, and 8.
It's a lot.
Because we make reference back, so you're going to want to.
Yes, it's a lot. There's a lot to process, I feel like. I'm just laughing, too, because I'm sitting here with, like, so many resources in my Bible.
Yeah, and she then, has like, books open
like
all over.
Like a different version of the Bible on my phone. Like, it's a lot happening at once, so I'm, like, trying to keep everything straight.
Hey, let me turn the page at least on my notebook.
Okay, so the fallen star.
Yeah.
Let's just start with that.
Yeah.
So I think you said this on Sunday, but like some people believe that the fallen star represents Satan.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I think that's what you said.
That's where I land, is okay. That... Based on the language and based on connecting it to Old Testament, Ezekiel talking about, so Ezekiel includes the scripture speaking of Satan's fall, and the reason for his fall was trying to ascend. And so he is referred to in that passage and in other places in the Bible, he's referred to as the morning star. Angels are referred to as stars. So this isn't abnormal language that we're seeing here. But the biggest thing for me is one being referred to as the star and then the language of that had fallen from the sky. It's a past tense language. So I don't think John is saying, you know, this is an angel falling in that moment. I think he's making a reference of this is Satan, Lucifer, who has already fallen from the position that he held. So, and then the other language I talked a little bit on Sunday and why I fall there is because of the language used of like the names that he's given of Apollyon and Abaddon being the destroyer. Those are down in verse 11. It talks about the authority that he's given. Like he's the king, you know, so you know, the Bible tells us that Satan is the prince of this world. So he does have a kingdom that he is currently in authority over. So again, I just think the language that makes the most sense. That's who it is.
Yeah.
So.
And then John introduces us to these horrific creatures that we talked about on Sunday also. These locusts that were like the torment of a scorpion.
Yeah.
One connection that one of my commentaries made was to the words of Jesus in Luke 11, where he talks about scorpions and snakes. It says, "What father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" But just thinking in like the minds of the original audience and how just the hint towards scorpions, like how that would have hit for them, where we don't have that problem where we're at. Like that doesn't really mean a whole lot to them. But to them, like... scorpions, like they would have been lethal, like snakes would have been lethal. And so it would have hit different. So, I don't know. I'm curious, like what you think, like the description of the locusts here would have communicated to its original audience about like the kind of power they wield. And
well, I've never been, and I never want to be, I have no idea what a scorpion sting feels like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're massively painful.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. So the original here has context there of like how many people are going to say, yeah, go let me get, you know, stung by a scorpion. I mean, I know what it's like to get, you know, stung by a hornet or, you know, that, and that sucks.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not like something I want to be like, yes, let's do that. That's funny. So I think they have the ability, you know, the original hearers of this had an ability of putting it into context of the torment that that would look like and the torment that that would feel like. Like the imagery behind it, you know, this is another one of those where, you know, you get into verses 7, you know, and on there a little bit where it's talking about them having the hair of a woman's hair and their face resembled human faces. And, you know, this is where it gets interesting because people want to spiritualize that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm going to say they're just scary looking.
Yeah.
Like that's because I go back to what I was saying. They're demonic, you know, and demonic. I mean, really, chapter 9, talking about these locusts, this is like the stuff that horror movies are made out of.
For sure.
And I think that's the that's what we need to see it. Like, God's trying to say is, hell is not a party. You know, like, the fallen that have gone against me is not like, I'm going to go, you know, party in hell and rule in hell.
Well, because that's the pop culture view of hell. It's like, oh, my friends are going to be there. It's going to be fun. Yeah. Like, it'll be great. Well, yeah. And it's like, no.
Anytime I think about that, I picture the movie Little Nicky, right? The Adam Sandler, like, it's like they have the images of, you know, them down in hell partying it up and, you know, listening to Ozzy Osbourne and like, this is the greatest thing ever. And it's no, God is,
this God's is the most absent for one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing about hell is everything. That's why the horrific description here is we have to remember everything they represent is the complete opposite of everything good that we have in this world, right? Hell, the absence of God is not just a place of torment or a place of judgment. There's no such thing as comfort. Like there's no, so in hell, there's never going to be a moment of comfort. It's, there's no love. There's no peace. There's no, so anything that's good, the little bit of good we have in this world that God blesses us with, this is the complete absence of it. And that's the horror of this. This is hell on earth, you know? And I think a lot of people want to try to, you know, this is where I was saying on Sunday that there's commentaries out there that'll try to say, well, it's not real locusts. It's like, John was seeing modern warfare and he was seeing things that he just couldn't comprehend. And I'm saying, what in modern world looks like that? No, he was describing demonic entities that were allowed for 5 months to have their way with mankind, but not allowed to kill them, allowed to torment, but not allowed to kill. And that's, so I think what we need to see here again is, think about
which
this
really
as
is a small taste of hell.
Yeah, like, very much so.
Because of the torment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no relief of it. You know, that's what's scary about this passage is the Bible says that man will seek death and it will literally elude them. And I said it on Sunday that that language presents the idea that man will, a person going through this torment will literally try to kill themselves to relieve the torment, and God will deny them the ability to do that. And I think, again, there's those that would say, that's so horrific. What a wicked God. But again, I think I said it on Sunday, I see that again as a sign of God's mercy. I'm not going to let you take the easy way out because I'm still trying to get through to you. Like if you kill yourself, it's done. If I allow you to die and you have not repented, it's done. So again, it's God's grace and it's God's mercy. So yeah. I don't know. I just know that I don't want to see him. Let's just put it that way.
Well, what else do you have for chapter 9? What else did you want to cover?
I just want to, you know, if you listen to the sermon, it's just really being clear that read scripture. Again, I say it, read scripture for what it says. This is demonic, both of these trumpets. So you have this one where it's the locust, but then the next one is the army that comes out. And again, we have another very crazy description here of horses that resembled lion heads and all that. Again, I'm going to read scripture for what it says. And I these are demonic in nature because it starts with demons being released. And I said this on Sunday, and I just feel like this is something to articulate again for anybody that's listening is, we as Christians, and I'm as guilty as anybody else, we flirt with sin. We lessen the seriousness of sin. We lessen the seriousness of what sin does, right? And here we're seeing flat out Satan and all those that stand against God's desire for how they want to treat us. Mm-hmm. And when we give into the teachings of the demonic, when we give into the beliefs of the demonic, and somebody listening to this right now might be saying, I don't do that. Anything that goes against the truth of God is demonic, right? So if we're a person that, you know, think of the buzz stuff that's happening in our world today. If I'm a person that, you know, I'm a Christian, but I don't agree with this part of God's word because the culture tells me this, that's right. Demonic. Mm-hmm. We are siding with the demonic that takes a stand against the truth of mm-hmm. God. Lies, right? We are seeing here their desire of what they want to do to us. Their desire is to kill, steal, and destroy. Right? That's what Jesus warned. Mm-hmm. So I think this should be an eye-opening to us to like really take serious the things we choose to chase after and partner mm-hmm. with when we really see what their hearts desire. Like, that's the desire, is yeah. to torment and to destroy us and to rip us from the presence of God. Yeah. So that was a convicting thing to me as I was studying this, was, man, God, you're really showing what my enemy's true desire is. Mm-hmm. And they hate us. They hate me. They don't want me to experience your good. And mm-hmm. it should make us pause and really take serious sin.
Yeah.
And what we allow in our lives and what we chase after. So that was just something that just kind of hit me pretty hard. Mm-hmm. But again, the last thing I would just say is that last part of that chapter speaks again to man's unwillingness to surrender to God. You know, they would yeah. not give did up not their repent. Idolatry, did yeah. not repent. And I said it on Sunday, if I remember right, 12 times the word repent is used in Revelation. Mm-hmm. That is the theme mm-hmm. of Revelation, is God's desire for man to repent. Mm-hmm. It's mentioned more times in this book than any other book of the New yep. Testament. So again, it's even in that, it's showing God's mercy, but man's unwillingness. Mm-hmm. Even yeah. in the face of the demonic. Excuse me, which yeah. is crazy. To my mind, is like, how do you not see right? that?
I know.
And still shake your fist at God.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, and it kind of feels like a nod back to Exodus, too, with Pharaoh. And like,
oh yeah,
he would
yeah.
not repent. He
hardening of the heart, right?
His heart, yeah. yeah.
And I just want to say, because somebody might hear this, and if you know scripture well, they're like, no, it says God hardened his heart. Now, it says he hardened his heart first. Mm-hmm. God just handed him over yes. to what he already
Ooh,
did.
Ooh, yes.
Right? So yeah. it's really easy for us to say, well, God's the one that did it. Mm-hmm. No, God handed him over mm-hmm. to something that Pharaoh already decided for himself.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
it's just something to remember. Mm-hmm. That's what I love about this stuff, because we just talk and talk about it.
I know.
But I just want to go back to the Old Testament again just for a moment, because yeah. even this is, when you say that, because sometimes people can read this and say, you know, how unfair it is. You ever notice how it's so easy for us to spend all of our time trying to point out the reasons we think God is unfair, and we completely miss all of the ways that he is over in abundance to us? And I go back to the Old Testament mm-hmm. because that's one of my biggest frustrations, when how people view even the Garden of Eden. Like, this desire to blame God for everything and say, well, if God wouldn't have done this and put the tree there and blah, 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 blah. And it's just another example of, why are we looking at what God denied them? One tree mm-hmm. out of every other tree. Like, it's mm-hmm. like, we always want to focus on what's not allowed, and we mm-hmm. want to say, God, you're not fair. And it's like, this is another example. People can read this and say, God's not fair, God's not fair. And there's an abundance of God being fair. Like, I don't even want to use a fair. Like, God is, he is showing mercy and grace. Yeah. That's what we have to focus on. So,
yeah.
It's just, well, that
I think,
theme.
I think a lot of it comes back to man's not wanting to submit to anyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's our biggest problem right now, is that no one wants authority.
Yeah.
And especially not God's authority, or someone, you know, quote unquote, telling them mm-hmm. how to live their life, or what they should do. And so, and I guess probably at the root of that is like a pride issue, right?
Oh, very, yeah. Well, pride goeth before a fall,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. And it's just, it's so sad to mm-hmm. see people hold on to and cling to the things of this world so much, and to like their identity and their mm-hmm. Where they're placing their hope, that they're missing
yeah,
yeah. what's right in front of us, you yeah. know.
And that's the the number one thing that keeps every person from ever coming to know Jesus is pride.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing else but pride.
Yeah.
That's the number one. And, you know, even as you were saying that, just looking at the end of this, because you're saying exactly what God is declaring there. Notice, it's like they did not stop worshiping demons and the idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, the things that they have, right? Man does not want to give that up. It's their kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But then notice the, you know, in 21, nor did they repent of their, now notice these are more of like the specific sinful things. You know, the other, it's all sin, but it's like, he's like their murders. You know, so is that legitimate murders? But remember what Jesus said. They didn't want to let go of their hatred.
Right.
Right. Their division.
Darn it, Jesus.
yeah, I know. And then their magic arts. Here's one of the things that I've learned just in the last year, right? The word in scripture for magic arts here, like we read that and the first thing people go to is, not first thing, but a lot of people jump to like, ooh, Harry Potter, evil.
Right.
You know, yeah. Like, you know, evil. You know, that word actually in the Greek is where we get our word for pharmacy, pharmaceutical.
Really?
It's actually more of a word that's referring to drugs.
Huh. Interesting.
And so, yeah, so it's very interesting to realize that, because that's where even Paul, when he says that, and so that's one of the things when Christians, the reason I learned that is because, you know, having discussions with people about mind altering
sure.
drugs and how we, there's nothing wrong with certain things. And it's like, no, wait a minute. Like, that's what that word means, is Paul saying, don't take part in these things that, you know, are, you know, putting you in positions of worship of demonic and magic,
because
it's altering you physically and mentally and all that. So that's an interesting thing. And I only say that because our world is, notice in our world today, like to, and I don't want anybody to get all bent out of shape, like, oh, that's the heroin people. Don't get judgmental, because there's other things to think about with that.
Well, there's other things that alter our minds that, that are very mainstream.
Well, you think about anything that alters our mind chemically. I mean, we all are guilty of being dopamine addicts to certain things, or adrenaline and certain things.
That's a good one.
Whether we're taking something physical, like a drug to do it, you know, like they've proven just playing with your cell phone.
Yes.
People are addicted to that because of the dopamine that it's creating in them, and how we have people, you mentioned identity. My identity is wrapped up in my likes, and if people comment, and I get an euphoria of, oh, I'm wanted and I'm loved because of social media or whatever. But then, you know, the big one here is sexual immorality, right? Like, we're seeing that in our world now. It's just increasing more and more. So we as Christians have to see that these are the things that are keeping people from coming to God because of pride. So we better not be doing, let's not be guilty of that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So we are heading into, chapter 10 and 11 this weekend.
Yep. Yep.
Or I don't know, when I release this, it might be, we just listen to it. That gets tricky sometimes, but, yeah, I feel like we're moving along at a pretty fast clip.
We are. The goal of all of this is, I think we'll be done with Revelation just shortly before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Unless, I mean, I just, there might be weeks where I'm like, yeah, we can only do a week. We can only do a week.
Wheels off.
Or, you know, yeah.
David just.
We can only do one chapter, you know. Or,
and you know what? I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and that's
I've
what's
learned
nice about
to
it.
Go with the flow.
That's good. Me too. Me too.
But honestly, I feel like. This, I mean, all Bible is worthy of, you know, slowing down and taking your time in, but I just, Revelation especially is just, there's just so much there to unpack, like I said. And so going slower, I'm not opposed to that here because it's a lot.
Yeah. I would just say that for encouragement on why we're doing it the way we're doing it, though, is because I want us to look at it in more detail than we have before.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want to look at it in such detail
that we get bogged down.
That we get bogged down in the weeds. Yeah. It's like I want to keep the big picture, but also speaking into, you know, because if we went a lot slower, then I would be tempted to be like, well, let's talk about this and let's talk about this and. Those are great. Study it. Yeah. I'm encouraging anybody.
Which is
go deep, right?
Which is kind of the purpose of going a little deeper with the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Is to kind of break down some of those things and throw out some of the
But not get trapped in the weeds.
Right.
Let's, so.
Right. And holding everything loosely. So, yeah. All right. Thanks for listening.